Hi, I'd like to announce me, Alan Smith, where we publish the results of today's Press and Journal on Tuesday, April 16th. So, front page paper today is a royal seal for tycoon's Deeside mansion plan. So, this is a tycoon has been granted permission to build a mansion in Royal Deeside after King Charles, neighbouring Balmoral Estate, gave its blessing. Aberdeenshire Council yesterday approved Alistair Storey's plans for the grand development at Abergeldie Estate. One objector complained the proposed huge country pile would spoil Queen Camilla's favourite view of Loch Ngar. But planning officials said Balmoral Estate raised no objections when consulted. The mansion is part of Mr. Storey's master plan to turn Abergeldie into an adventure tourism hotspot. Good luck with that, I would say. But, if the King's no objections, I think the planners will have a tough job knocking it back, but you can finish plenty of saliva gas, lad. You normally get your NY anyway. Now here's oodles of fun at Doodle and Poodle Castle Walk. So, a doggy meetup for Doodles and Poodles celebrated its 9th birthday at the weekend with a special visit to an iconic northeast castle. Doodle Dash made the journey to Castle Fraser aside Gamney for a special walk, which saw as many as 200 folk attend. Organiser Vivian McCallum Kelly said she was stunned but delighted the group had lasted so long. She says when I first started, I didn't see it less than 9 years, but it's become a regular thing. We meet all regulars, who I call the Doodle Dashers. I also refer to them as a hardy bunch as they come out and are with us. But we also see new faces coming along all the time. She decided to start a group for all types of doodle and poodle dogs after she got her very own furry companions, oh God, Ozzy and Buddy. Ozzy must be a popular name for this kind of dogs, maybe. She spends her week surrounded by animals where business Rainbow Walk is in Aberdeen. To mark Sunday's special anniversary, she organised the grand meeting at Castle Fraser. The group typically meets up 3 times a month, venturing to several different locations across the northeast. She spends her own money collecting props for folk and their dogs to pose with, as well as hiring photographers to get along to their events. She hosts fun competitions for dog owners to participate in, handing out medals and rosettes to winners. So, crikey, she's rest like a rash. And again, as a boy in my work, he was there with his dog, and he said he was absolutely mobbed with folk. So, the let them off, apparently, can, unless they're off a fear to let them off, and they can just run about willy-nilly. And, you know, said it was a tremendous thing to see about 200 dogs running about. Mad as a box of frogs, the hell, shing bang them. It's, you know, Labradoodles are, you know, as Fedorian is when he might, an Australian Labradoodle, that's why he's Cadozzi, so I'm guessing some of the things are the same. But, yeah, tremendous thing. Well done to Wifey for keeping it going. If she's dipping into rain pooch to get, you know, props and photographers and anything like that, it's, yeah, pretty good. And walking dogs must pay well. So good on her. Now, here is the students. Tough it out to win free meals. So 3 patient customers have won a year's supply of chicken sandwiches after waiting 11 hours for the new Aberdeen Popeyes to open. The city's first branch on Union Street officially opened at 11 o'clock yesterday morning, with dozens of folk lining up for the Louisiana-style chicken joint to open its doors. First in the queue was a trio of students who had come to it since midnight, braving the rain and cold with the thought of 3 sandwiches spurring them on. Jesus. Josh Sam, Nathan Johnson and Vincent Choi said they were delighted to beat the competition and are now entitled to 3 sandwiches every week, or 156 meals on the house over the next 12 months. Josh said they had seen a lot in their 11 hours waiting in line, fair Bobby's arrest to the disappointed faces of those they had beaten to the grand prize. He said, it's been freezing, we've been through thick and thin. It feels amazing morning though, being a student at Aberdeen Uni is great. We can come here any time to get a free chicken sandwich. All 3 decided to come put for fun, with Josh saying they had nothing better to do, like studying or something. The new restaurant is the first of 2 Popeyes in Aberdeen, with the second planned for Wellington Circle Retail Park this autumn. So, well, I have no idea if it consists of some kind of chicken, but, you know, I think I'll manage to live with who did for a while longer if I've managed for 61 years so far. And, well done, as students. That's, you know, that's sorted for free grub for a year. Hoping good going. Now here's a big noise D-side concert, a big success. So young musicians Faberdeen took their talents on the road as they wowed the audience at a concert in Royal D-side. A total of 14 youngsters aged from 12 to 16 for the Big Noise Tory Group performed for a delighted crowd at the historic St Margaret's Art Space in Braemar. The show marked the end of the Music and Social Change Charity's Easter holiday programme. The programme featured a varied lineup, including movements for the Capriole Suite for String Orchestra by Peter Warlock, two sets of Scottish traditional music, some blues improvisation, and a Handel string trio. Mighty. The group was then treated to a fun afternoon incorporating some outdoor woodland activities and culminating with a tour of Braemar Castle. St Margaret's Trust, which cares for the former Victorian Episcopal Church, raised funds for the group's travelling food on the trip, as well as arranging the additional activities for young folk. Lorna Crothers, head of centre at Big Noise Tory, said she was incredibly proud of the youngsters. She said it was a real joy to be able to share their talent, passion and enthusiasm for a wider audience by taking their music on the road. So, well done to them. And, a bit of a big egg for folk from Tory ending up in Braemar. But there seems to be heaps of things going on in Braemar nowadays. It's, it's just probably still is, but it was just a bit of a backwater, if we was to school, but there seems to be heaps of things going on there now, so it's certainly upped his game, but I would rather, being here if I didn't hate it. But anyway, well done to this lot for taking the music with there, giving the locals a taste of something more than just a fiddle and playing the spoons or something. Now, there's a round UK solo rower rescued after just 12 hours. So, an ocean rower's bid to row around about Britain was scuppered after the first day when he was rescued in stormy seas off the Caithness coast. Ironically, two of his lifeboat crew rescuers are planning the same feat. Craig Forsyth set off his Scrabster at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, but 12 hours later, he was rescued by a lifeboat. Mr. Forsyth hoped to be the first person to row solo unsupported around Britain in aid of the RNLI and British Heart Foundation. He got through the notorious Pentland Firth, that's between Caithness and Orkney, but off Duncansby Head he hit 4-6 winds and was battling a strong 3-knot tide. So, crikey, it doesn't sound good. He raised an alarm about 7:15 and Wick lifeboat found him off Wife's Geo near Feswick. At 8 p.m. then towed him to Wick Harbour. Wick and Duncansby Coast Guard rescue teams also helped Mr. Forsyth, who is now believed to have abandoned his row. Well, he gave it a go anyway, which is, more than could be said for a lot of folk, including me. I would never attempt such a thing, because I could just kind of row to save my life. And I've maybe mentioned this one here before, but one team building thing we had when I think it was for safety. I was working at the time. It was up in the hill in some way anyway. And one of the things was with the row out to this little island in the middle of some way. And I would forget this. For the office in Perth says, "Oh, I'll bring the island because the big strapping loon here will be able to get going there." But Jesus, after about 15 minutes, we was no further for it. It was only about 6 feet above the side and just going round in a circle. And I says, "Look, I just kind of master it." So thank Lord, loon fate Orkney, George, forever grateful to George. He come back, he was already at island, he come back and he says, "You name managing?" I says, "No." He says, "Tie a tow to the back of my boat." And he rowed me and the wife of the office in Perth over to the place. And he says he rowed around about Orkney and all that. So it was just a fine hobby to him. But it certainly is easy as it looks. So anyway, me and the wife just lay back with our feet up, and George did all the hard work. But I can understand this man, he would be a bit frustrated, but he just had to walk through the coast or something a bit easier than rowing on a boat. disappointing, but well, you give it a go, but just like less than one day, not great. I'll just finish up with sport as normal. And the back page of the paper today is Dawn Stars fighting for futures under new boss, says Peter Leaven. So interim boss Peter Leaven has warned Aberdeen players they're fighting for their Brody futures as a new manager will be watching. The Dons are expected to secure Elfsborg boss Jimmy Tellin as their next permanent manager, and I think that's been confirmed earlier today. He's going to move to Brody in early June if the Swedish top flight enters a summer break. That will give Elfsborg an adequate time to get a new lad in place. So, well, whether that'll make any difference to Aberdeen lads or not, we shall see. But, you know, I think some of them will probably just need a good hoof up the backside, and maybe that sounds like a lad, maybe to death, here's hoping. So, maybe a good incentive for him to get past Celtic in the semi-final this weekend. You never know. It is fair, but strange things can happen. So, come on, Aberdeen. And that's me done for today now, so we publish stories of today's Press and Journal on Tuesday, 16th of April, 2024. And it was a very, very odd day today. It was grey and mucky yesterday, drizzly a bit. And then afternoon, come on, just hailstones for a good 5 minutes or so. And then after that, piddling rain. And it's been on and off since dinner time, really. But just a scutter of a day. Thank God to cut the grass. And it was a fine day on Friday there. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please mind and tell a pal about it. We can easily manage more folk listening to Doric Express. They can follow us on Spotify. It's the best way to do it. They'll never miss an episode, hopefully. That's why. Anyway, in the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.